This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free numbers are available to you. Also, our Skype username, and we'll share those with you in moments. Wanted to bring some, you know, stuff to the table to talk to you about. Also, tonight you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
North Korea has sentenced a United States-based college student to 15 years of hard labor. Now, we've talked about North Korea a number of times on this program because I find it to be a fascinating study in the unknown. You know, we really don't know what things are like there. It's an amazing place as far as being a, like, for being very, very scary. There's a lot of amazingly horrifying and bizarre things that come out of North Korea. Some of the documentaries that I've seen about it are really just fascinating. The Vice, for instance, has made some very interesting ones.
What I find most interesting about it is you know, it's a study in socialism, like government control. The government has a great deal of control over the lives of North Koreans, especially in the 90s.
Yeah, not as much as they did back then.
And what happens if you sort of isolate? Isolationism. So
Right. Both
of these things are traditionally considered bad by most economists, but people charge forward. Let's keep those people out and just us in. Right? They want that. And it's like,
hey, that sounds like the Donald Trump campaign.
There's certainly some isolationist aspects to the Donald Trump campaign, and it's a populist message in many ways. And another thing is it's like, well, everything I think should be a right, and everything that I disagree with should be against the law, right? Like and that's basically how people operate. And that's essentially what North Korea is.
It is sort of.
They actually had mandates on the types of haircuts that people had at one point.
They sure did. I don't know if they still do. They may.
They also have a constitution that claims to.
They have a constitution.
They do have a constitution.
Somebody wrote something.
Most people would probably be surprised at that. But their constitution also claims to support freedom of speech, freedom of religion. The right to travel. It specifically grants the right to travel or recognizes the right to travel.
Wow.
We don't even in the U.S. have a recognized right to travel.
Well, that sounds good on paper, but
it sounds amazing on paper.
Obviously, the reality is a lot different, of course.
It's a republic, not a democracy.
You'll be shot if they catch you traveling out of North Korea without permission.
Or traveling within North Korea without permission.
That's true. There are, I don't know if it's a caste system, but there are certain people who, they just don't get around in North Korea. Of course, it's hard to do so because you don't have cars for the most part. There are the most elite bureaucrats who have cars, and the military, of course, has cars. There are some government buses, but if you look at the streets of the cities in North Korea, they're usually pretty much empty. There's people walking in them here and there.
They don't have, oxen pulling carts and stuff?
I don't know if that's happening in the city as much, but maybe on the, out in the plains. Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And now they've sentenced an American college student to 15 years of hard labor. What for? What did he do? Did he rape someone? Did he attempt to kill Kim Jong-un? No, turns out that he committed what they call a severe crime against the North Korean state. He attempted to steal a political banner. He's 21 years old. His name is Otto Warmbier. He's an economics student at the University of Virginia and was found guilty of those severe crimes. And once again, attempted to steal a political banner from a restricted area of the hotel where he was staying in the capital, Pyongyang. Now, I presume that is the hotel. When you watch the documentaries about North Korea, which is really the only way to get any information about it, and the documentaries are still limited in what they can show you, because whenever you go and create a documentary in North Korea, you go on a very specific state-approved journey. You are not allowed to leave the track, so to speak. And if you do leave the track, you might end up in the same place where Otto Warmbier is, which is the North Korean labor camp. So most people don't leave the beaten path, and they usually have some sort of guard with them who will prevent them from leaving the beaten path. So you really never get to know what life is really like, at least from the perspective of an American visitor or an American journalist or any other world journalist.
That much is true, but I will point out that the vast majority of tourists that go to the vast majority of places essentially experience the same thing wherever they go.
Sure, tourist traps and things like that.
Yeah, they go to, you know, I've been places, and basically I end up going to the places that you're supposed to see when you go there.
Yeah, but you're still choosing to do that.
It's
in
true.
North Korea, you don't get to choose anything else.
I could wander off.
Right. You could go wander down into the slums if you wanted to in Bradenton, Florida, but you generally
people
wouldn't.
Tourists go to Bradenton, Florida?
Somebody's going to the museum that they
did
have
they get
there.
Lost on the way to Coquina Beach? I mean,
Wait, hold on.
What happened.
There's a museum in Bradenton, Florida?
Yes,
there, it has a planetarium. They keep a manatee there named Snooty.
I'm sure they've had 10 Snooties at this point.
It's the Southwest Florida Museum. The Bishop Planetarium, I believe, has closed, actually.
Really? Okay, I was going to ask why a planetarium had manatees, because those two things don't go together.
They're pretty close by, but no, not in the same building. They're on the same property, however, or at least they were, unless they closed the place. They used to have laser light shows. It was a really good time.
Now, yeah, if the person...
I got high.
Yeah.
You got high. That's surprising.
Yeah,
that never happens. If the person running the planetarium were a big fan of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I could see them keeping dolphins.
All right. I do apologize. The Bishop Planetarium is still open. And by the way, Snooty is at the Parker Manatee Aquarium.
Ah, okay.
Which is a big swimming pool.
So not the planetarium.
No.
Okay. Nearby, though. Anyway, back to the story here. Pyongyang stealing a political banner, at least he attempted to steal it, because it seems like he got caught. His conviction by the North's Supreme Court, and we saw some video footage, Mark. You had played a clip of that included a very brief shot of inside of this courtroom. This is a big courtroom that this guy was in. I mean, there were more people in this one courtroom, you know, uniformed North Korean bureaucrats and soldier types than I've ever seen.
It looked like a press conference
yeah.
at like the UN or something. It was a pretty big deal that they got this guy for stealing a poster.
The conviction was announced on Wednesday by China's Xinhua news agency, comes soon after the UN Security Council agreed to a new round of sanctions in response to the regime's recent nuclear test and rocket launch. The White House also announced a fresh round of sanctions on North Korea in response to those same incidents on Wednesday. There was no immediate confirmation of the
trial. Do you think that had anything to do with his sentence? Do you think they would sentence him more heavily in order to hopefully get some of these sanctions?
No, this is just filler in the story. They're just letting you know some of the...
You don't think North Korea sentenced this kid based on some of the sanctions that have been put on them?
Of course they did. I mean, I don't think this is an unusual sentence.
Come on.
I don't think this is an unusual sentence for North Korea.
Yeah,
I mean, this is North Korea we're talking about.
It won't be carried out.
What do you mean? It won't be carried out.
The sentence?
Okay, so what are you getting at?
They will... arrange a prisoner exchange of some sort.
What prisoners is the United States holding?
They will exchange something for the prisoner.
And okay.
Those things will be of benefit to North Korea, as they tend to be.
What do you
think? Right, and it's not unprecedented that after a couple of Americans wind up getting sentenced to prison in North Korea, that the U.S. president has some kind of meeting with delegation from North Korea.
What do they do? Give them choco pies?
The North Koreans?
Yeah. What do you think they're going to get out of this? I guess is what I'm wondering.
You're never
going
to find out.
We'll drop one of these sanctions. We'll drop this embargo for 90 days. We'll do fill in the blank. Please be nice to our person because, you know, he's American and Americans are better.
We'll unthrottle your internet for a month. How's that?
Well, I hope you're right about that. Obviously, I don't want this kid to go to prison for 15 years in hard labor camps.
I wonder...
I don't want anybody going to prison for 15 years of hard labor when they've not harmed anyone.
Well, he stole his banner. I mean, and that was a poor choice, right? And I got to say, to some extent, ladies and gentlemen, keep your hands off crap that doesn't belong to you.
No doubt.
Yes. And I guess it could be worse. He could have stolen a paperclip and then been executed for it.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to weigh in on the North Korea sentence of 15 years of hard labor for stealing a banner, or at least attempting to, for a college student from the United States, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here, comment on whatever you want to discuss, but we are talking about the North Korean sentence of 15 years hard labor for Otto Warmbier, who is college student. He's 21 years old, and apparently at some point when he was visiting there over the new year, he attempted to take some kind of signage from the hotel in which he was staying in Pyongyang. A political banner is what it was described as. Maybe he just wanted a keepsake.
I'm sure that's what it is. Actually, according to some article I've read regarding this, is that he claims, and it gets complicated here, that somebody offered him a $10,000 car for the banner. So
somebody? Meaning?
There was, I believe the person's name was Demoness or something like that. I'm not entirely sure. It's a little weird.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get some more information.
Deaconess.
We're going to continue with that story. So if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE.
This morning, I took my Super Beets. What it is it's a superfood powder that I add with some water and just drink it down. It's relatively quick. I get it in before I drink my coffee. No big deal. The all-natural dietary nitrates in Super Beets are sourced from non-GMO beets, and they help boost my circulatory system and support my healthy blood pressure naturally. So what I would, you know, my experience with Super Beets is that it has helped lower my blood pressure, and it gives me a little burst of energy. It's the nitric oxide that it helps your body produce with these dietary nitrates has been shown to be very effective for things like your heart health and, you know, plaque in your arteries and these sorts of things. And if you live long enough, this is going to be an issue. If you're over the age of 40, you're already experiencing cardiovascular issues. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It just means you're getting older and there's nothing you can do about it except, well, take some supplements like Super Beets. So check it out. If you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get the nitric oxide indicator strips free to use. They're free to use before and after drinking Super Beets so that you can see it working in your body. Plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all that comes to you with free shipping. All you have to do is go to FTLBeats.com. That's FTLBeats.com. Or give them a call, 800-951-8940. 800-951-8940.
So in the past, according to The Guardian, the regime in North Korea has used detainees as leverage to secure visits by high-profile U.S. politicians, including former Presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter. The U.S. accused North Korea of using Mr. Warmbier, the college student, for propaganda purposes after he made a stage-managed confession in late February. That sounds interesting. A stage-managed confession. So it sounds like they gave him a script to read, right?
No. Yes, that's generally what stage-managed means.
In a prepared statement read before TV cameras, Warmbier said a member of Friendship United Methodist Church in Wyoming, Ohio, described as the mother of a friend, had offered him a used car worth $10,000 if he could return with the banner as a trophy from North Korea. Church officials said they didn't know the woman identified by Warmbier, adding that he was not a member of the congregation. Warmbier broke down in tears as he acknowledged and apologized for his alleged crime, which he described as, quote, the worst mistake of my life, unquote.
It certainly feels that way now, I imagine.
As if visiting North Korea weren't a big enough mistake.
I'd like to go to North Korea. I'd be very interested. But I'd be careful while I was there. I know they have a propensity for locking up Americans.
This was brought up the other night on the show, and that's what I said. Would I be fascinated to go to North Korea if I could be guaranteed safe passage home? And I'm not, so there's no way I would set foot in that place. It sounds like an absolutely horrifying place to be.
As much crap as we've talked about North Korea throughout the years, it doesn't seem like a very good idea for us to ever travel there.
Yeah, that's true. He was arrested in early January as he was about to board a flight from Pyongyang to Beijing at the end of his visit, which was arranged by Young Pioneer Tours.
He was almost there.
An agency specializing in travel to North Korea. On its website, the U.S. State Department strongly discourages all travel to North Korea, with which Washington does not have diplomatic relations, and warns of the, quote, risk of arrest and long-term detention, unquote. His parents pleaded with the North to show leniency, citing his youth and the fact that he had made a full confession in public. Bill Richardson, former governor of New Mexico, who had previously traveled to North Korea, met their ambassador to press for his release, according to the New York Times. And don't hope too hard on this one. Although maybe you're right, guys. Maybe they'll send some politician over and give him some kind of bonus, and then
that's
let him go.
Generally what happens.
Last year, North Korea sentenced Canadian pastor Hyun Soo Lim to life imprisonment with hard labor on sedition charges. So I don't know if they've let him out yet. It doesn't sound like it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I wish the guy the best, but I wouldn't get my hopes up about it.
Nor would I. He's just going to stay in there for 15 years.
I don't think he'll be there for 15 years. I think he'll be there
in North Korea.
I never said that he would get paroled by the North Korean government. It's going to take some amount of time before the U.S. government, you know, makes a sweet enough deal with the North Korean government. So he'll be in jail for a while.
Yeah, I would agree. And
unless he dies before they wind up getting him out.
The prison camp is not nice in North Korea, that's for sure.
I imagine he will probably be in the best of the prison camps, being treated the best of the people there, would be my guess.
You are imagining things, and I don't know if you have any base for that.
I'm the only one in the room that's been in prison. And I know how prisons tend to operate. They're
how American prisons tend to operate.
They're insular places where and people are all about rank. All across the world, people are about rank and, you know, the social standing and these sorts of things. And North Korean prison guards, this is just a guess, are likely to consider an American citizen to be of higher rank than some North Korean political prisoner.
I don't know, because Americans in North Korea, they're taught that Americans are the enemy. Americans are the ones that are preventing you from world domination, and Americans are preventing North Korea from being great and wonderful. Not that, you know, I'm sure they don't say, I don't know, do they say make North Korea great again? Like, without
I think the
U.S., we can make Korea great again.
Right. They blame the U.S. for, you know, everything.
Dividing the peninsula, definitely.
But they also blame the U.S. for little things, or at least what seems like a little thing, but if you're in the middle of it, it's not. Losing power in North Korea is the U.S., the United States' fault. It's because the United States is constantly sabotaging the power grid in North Korea. See, there's U.S. spies, and the U.S. military is trying to destroy North Korea. And the dear leader, of course, is keeping them at bay as much as possible. But that's why the power keeps going out, folks. Seriously, that's what they tell people.
Now, I know in Venezuela, because we've covered Venezuela a good bit.
They also blame the U.S. for their problem.
Right, but they run out of toilet paper in Venezuela. Have they yet run out of toilet paper in North Korea?
Did they ever have it?
Excellent question. I suspect that you would never get to find that out unless you could talk to the people who are from North Korea, and sometimes you can. You know, there's some groups that help people leave North Korea. They help sort of Underground Railroad type.
Yeah, there's
like
Link, Liberty in North Korea.
Right. Liberty in North Korea is a great example of that. And then, you know, that would be a question. Maybe, I'm sure someone's asked it, but it's not really something you'd likely quickly Google. Or maybe you can. Let's find out. 855-453. It's just hard to get information out of that place. 855-450-3733. Of course, the North Korean government will say, well, they're lying. We've got plenty of toilet paper. See? And then they'll show you footage of it.
I actually dream of a world without toilet paper.
855-453.
Bidets.
Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Perhaps you want to talk about the North Korean sentencing a 21-year-old American college student to 15 years in prison. You guys are saying that the U.S. government will somehow finagle him out with some sort of deal at some point.
That's generally what happens.
And, of course, you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Also, the Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect to us there. Also, if you want to get some business cards, 500 of them for just $9.99, you can do that using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Code FTL when you check out at Vistaprint.com. You can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. Or you can upload your own logo to one of Vistaprint's existing designs, plus upload an entire design. Maybe you've got the full card already designed and ready to go. Just upload that. That's what I did with my Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree palm cards that I made. And it's super easy to use their online card creator. It's just an absolute snap. And they guarantee that you'll love your products at Vistaprint.com every time, or they'll make it right. They've got amazing customer service. So go there, Vistaprint.com. You can order 500 business cards and get them for just $9.99. And that's a starting price. If you want to upgrade to thicker stock or raised print, spot gloss, metallic finish, you can do that too. It's super easy. Vistaprint.com, code FTL at checkout for the discount on 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. All right, so a little bit more. North Korea putting somebody in prison. Mark, you say you know prisons. You went to prison.
this guy isn't going to have as tough a time, in your opinion, as your average North Korean. Now
that, all I'm claiming is that he will be a celebrity in the prison and get two bowls of rice a day, as opposed to the normal one. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. That's like, if you get rice, because there have been some people who've said that while they were in a North Korean prison camp, they resorted to picking corn out of feces.
I imagine things are pretty rough, especially in the late 90s when, the famine was going on.
I'm surprised they had corn in North Korea.
Well, I don't know if it was human feces that they were picking it out of.
Right, but I'm just thinking that Korea does not seem to be the climate that corn would grow in.
I couldn't tell you. That's just what the story was. Now, the Korean government will tell you that these expatriates, if you will call them that, are liars. And they're engaging in a propaganda campaign once they escape from North Korea against the People's Republic. And that things are really just great there. And you shouldn't believe a word that comes out of their mouths. So did they really have to eat corn out of dung? Who knows?
They actually have corn.
I am certainly more likely to believe the person who was in prison in North Korea than I am the North Korean officials, but I'm just giving you the other side of the story.
Yeah.
Which is that, it's not as bad.
It's hard to know what's going on there, and I'm sure there has been an escapee from North Korea that has exaggerated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm certain that many of the things that they say are true.
So you're right. It is hard to get information out of North Korea, which is why it's so mysterious and so fascinating. Because we really don't know that much about it. And what we do know is usually what they allow us to know. Every now and then, some brazen documentary crew will break away from the beaten trail where they put you on this government-approved track that you have to go on. Every now and then, you'll find like the guys from Vice, in certain occasions, have sort of broken the rules and have gotten away with it.
They didn't go to prison.
They're not allowed to come back to North Korea after the fact. But it's just fascinating stuff. And there's plenty of documentaries you can watch. There was another one that was done more recently by, I think it was PBS, Frontline, I believe it was. They reported from North Korea. And they called it The Secret State, if I'm not mistaken, The Secret State of North Korea, where they actually did an undercover run into North Korea to smuggle things into the country.
Right.
Smuggling in flash drives and data with TV shows on it. And
Choco Pies.
So, Choco Pies, that's a different story. I mentioned them earlier, and we didn't stop down to explain it. The Choco Pie is something that is actually paid to people.
It's a currency of sorts.
Right.
Like a prison currency.
We have.
All right. What is a Choco Pie?
It's a little moon pie.
Look it up. Yeah. It's not really that tasty. I mean, although I've never really had moon pies that much in my life, so I can't
It's a
really
little
say.
Moon pie.
Would you say it's better or worse than a typical moon pie?
It is a little chalkier. I'd say it's got more biscuit to marshmallow ratio than your average moon pie, but it's still pretty much on par with a moon pie.
Okay. I wasn't impressed with it when one of our listeners sent us a box of these Choco Pies.
It's one of those things that you take a bite of and you're like, well, now I'm going to have to finish this because I've taken a bite of it.
I don't recall whether I finished mine. But anyway, I certainly didn't eat another one after that one. And anyway, what happens, Daryl, is there's between South Korea and North Korea, there's sort of this demilitarized zone where there's actually an industry that exists. I think it's called the Daesong Industrial Park.
Yes, it's jointly owned by the governments of North and South Korea.
Now, there's been some drama there recently with some shutdowns or something. I didn't really follow that story closely. But it allows people from North and South Korea to work together in this industrial zone, basically. So the South Koreans can cross into it, and then they can leave at the end of the day, and nobody gets shot doing that. And it's at that industrial park that apparently people actually get paid in Choco Pies.
So they don't get paid in dollars or whatever the Korean dollars would be. They get paid in
Choco Pies.
Moon pies.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just the North Koreans who get paid in the Choco Pies or the South Koreans as well.
Here you go. Here's a case of moon pies. Good luck paying your rent.
Well, they are accepted, though. This is the reason why, because the Choco Pies are actually traded. Because they, they're this sugary confection, and they'll last for a while.
Yeah, they've got some preservative. They're preserved to some extent. Look, Daryl, we had just mentioned that I was in prison, and I was in prison for 8.5 years.
Yes.
I didn't smoke cigarettes, but I would accept cigarettes as payment for debts.
And North Korea is a big prison, so choco pies for
and,
currency.
I mean, all it has, all a currency, look at it, look at the definition
yes,
of what
I'm
a currency
well aware
is,
of the definition of currency. And I'm well aware that in prison, cigarettes and sexual favors are currency.
I don't know what prison you were in. Because I've never heard of sexual favors being handed off as currency. In most cases, you would have got your face beat in for making some kind of offer like that.
Okay, so maybe
but
it's just
you watch television, okay?
So maybe it's just a bonus here. Exports of choco pies to North Korea have been very popular with the snack. This is from Wikipedia. Used in lieu of hard cash in paying North Korean worker bonuses. So maybe you get paid in whatever, I'm sorry, I don't know what the Korean currency is offhand, whatever that is, and then you get the bonus in choco pies. North Korean workers at the Kaesong Industrial Complex in North Korea received choco pies as part of their compensation. Prior to the closing of the complex during the 2013 Korean crisis, workers received up to 20 choco pies per day in addition to their wages.
Okay, so it seems as though it's like you work at McDonald's, and in addition to your crappy wage,
you get a
they also say you get a free meal while you're here.
Well, 20 choco pies isn't a meal.
I'm well aware that it's
that
more than
you up.
A meal.
Yeah, okay, what I'm saying is that the meal at McDonald's is perishable. You
yeah.
may be able to take a home a hamburger or two, and you may be able to keep them for a day or two.
Right.
But the choco pies can be used as a real currency in order to get whatever it is that one wants to get.
Workers would sell, often resell the pies on the black market. So, yes, choco pies are a form of currency in North Korea. I suspect they are not as valuable in South Korea, and I think they're only
I imagine they're not.
Right. Only paying the bonuses to the North Korea.
Cigarettes aren't as valuable in the free world as they are in prison.
So, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's just fascinating stuff, and there's more. If you want to dig in and learn more about the choco pie, I think one night we read a detailed article about how this works over there.
I think I've heard all I need to hear about choco pies.
Yeah. Toll-free number, 855-453. There's an interesting story that just came out this week about yet another freedom experiment. We moved here as part of the Free State Project here to New Hampshire to get active for liberty in our lifetime. There's Liberland, which we've talked about over by Serbia, but now there's Liberstad, and that's going to be in Norway. And we'll tell you about that coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. If you like Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here, then feel free to share us. You know, share whatever your favorite episodes were of the week on your Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Or I don't know, can you do that on Instagram? Is that pictures only?
I don't use the Insta, as the kids call it.
Yeah, I've only heard about Instagram. But whatever social
media. I also don't use Pinterest, but I know that you can pin things that aren't pictures to the Pinterest.
Yeah, but not really pin because it's a computer. But anyway, you can go and share us on your favorite social bookmarking site, even though we don't know where you're hanging out and where's cool, because we're old, apparently.
Liberty.me is cool, kind
is
of.
Is it? Okay.
Well, you know, when I go there, okay. I enjoy myself. I just can't say I go there every day.
Yeah, I thought it was okay when I went there and checked it out, but it hasn't really brought me back.
Yeah.
Every now and then there's some sort of story that I'll see. I'll look at the URL. Oh, this is liberty.me. But it's never really something that's really brought me back regularly, I guess. But go ahead and share us out, and we sure do appreciate it. That's a great way to do it, to help Free Talk Live. And it doesn't cost you anything but a quick moment. So we appreciate that. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Whit. Listening in Arizona. Whit, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello, Whit. Whit in Arizona.
I didn't see you calling me that. But anyway.
That's what the call screener put up on here.
Three cheers to real-world activists like the coworker that I worked with 2 weeks ago, whose son is on the DMZ right now, freezing his butt off. But because of that.
What DMZ?
Demilitarized.
Oh, I know. Gosh. What DMZ?
Between North and South Korea.
Most well known on Earth, other than the one between India and Pakistan, which is even more dangerous. But I should like to also celebrate, it's almost 6 years to the day that my old man, thank God, returned from Korea like a million other people did from the United States of America, unlike 35,000 others that lost their lives protecting South Korea from the Kim Il-dong family that's been ruling misruling that country for 60 years because of people like you.
Don't you think it's
people like you?
Don't you think it's a misway? Wait, don't you think it's a misuse of U.S. taxpayer dollars to send?
Can you hear me, Mark, Minister?
Don't you think it's a misuse of tax dollars?
To answer that question, now that you're speaking to me and you want to have conversation with somebody that doesn't agree with you, good. Because that's why I call in.
Whit, I don't all really right. care whether you agree or disagree with me. It's when you threaten me and my family that bothers me.
I haven't threatened your family at all, by the way. Let me.
I've got it documented on a website.
Let me put it another way. You can call the cops and have them call me. I'd be happy to tell them.
What was the question, Mark, that you were asking?
I just want to know, you know, like here he is parading the theft of American tax dollars from people to, for, you know, the United States military to protect some other country. And
I don't know if he was supporting that. Wait, you were.
Yes, he was calling them real heroes.
May I respond to that? Since this is an old argument.
If you stop rambling on, yes.
Respond to rambling. You're the one rambling and interrupting Free Talk Live.
Go ahead, James, or Whit, or whatever
you
call.
I'll just reiterate, real-world activists, armed and dangerous guests with your taxpayer money, or with or without your consent, Minister Edge.
So wait, did you support the Korean War or not?
Unlike North Korea, because we did not succeed in our military objective to liberate the entire continent, like which was the intent. And yes, it costs real world monies, like what you were bragging the other day about, Minister, having made in Bitcoin. You're not bragging about having made more Bitcoin. You're bragging about having made more blood money dollars. So you're a hypocrite, Minister Edge. If you don't like your taxpayers,
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yes,
look, did you say you supported or not the Korean War? I'd just like to know, because I think Mark jumped to a conclusion. I just want to make sure I'm clear on that.
Do I support my father having been over there 60 years ago or 60 years plus? Yes, just as he did, even when he was wounded. And
okay, I thought you were a libertarian. Right. I thought you said you were a libertarian.
Oh,
so I just
really?
Wanted to
real.
See about
okay,
that.
And you say you're an activist, but you won't actually confront real-world tyrants. You call yourself an activist.
I'm pretty sure I've confronted plenty of tyrants. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And yes, the crossing guard was a little tyrant. She attacked my friend Derek J.
You and your crossing guard activism.
He brought it up. And it wasn't crossing guard activism. We were doing outreach at the school. And
I thought you were there to film some sort of I'm running for school board commercial.
No, not at all. No, we were there doing outreach.
Derek J said hello
to this crossing guard, and she turned and hit him with her stop sign on purpose.
Yeah.
And I called her out for that because that's inappropriate behavior. I don't care how old you are.
Or what your gender is. I mean, the
right.
suggestion is that because she's an old woman, she should be able to react in whatever way she wishes.
And
to
I was accused of ruining the liberty movement because of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what else you do in that circumstance when somebody hits somebody else. I mean, it's not like you went and knocked
apparently,
the lady over.
There's a lot of people who believe you just ignore it. You just let an old lady attack you, apparently. You just stand by as your friend is being swatted with a stop sign by some nut job. And I don't care how old she is. It's interesting watching people's reactions to that video because people lose their mind when they watch this video. And I don't remember offhand what it's called, but I'm sure if you search for Derek J and Crossing Guard on Google or YouTube, you can pull that up. It appears in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which you can watch for free, the entire full-length documentary film, over at victimlesscrimespree.com. Great movie. In fact, TJ was just pointing out tonight that it's been out for 3.5 years now, so congratulations to Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. But it's one of the more outrageous scenes that people at least have communicated in that particular movie. And once again, you know, there are these people who think that we make the whole liberty movement look bad by holding some elderly crossing guard to account for her actions, as though she should get a pass because she's an old lady. And I don't believe that.
I think that most people probably are asking themselves, well, what precipitated that event? Derek J was out taking some video of just sort of what's going on in Keene, New Hampshire. And when you
he
take
was
video.
Recording our activism there.
When you, yeah. Well, not in this case. He was actually taking B-roll.
That's true.
To go around it. So he wasn't specifically recording the activism.
True.
He
was shooting a footage of this woman doing her job.
Right. It was just, you know, he was just trying to get a shot of kids crossing the street with a crossing guard, right?
I don't think there were kids there at that time, if you look at the footage.
She was certainly stopping traffic.
Well, later. The kids come later. At the time where she attacked him, there were no kids there at that very moment. He was behind her, maybe about 6 feet behind her, recording with his camera, as you were saying.
So getting, he didn't have her face at all.
Getting B-roll, yeah. She was walking away from him. She turned around, and then he said hello, and she attacked him.
Right. So this is a human shape. It's not even any of her skin showing, because it's winter time.
Well, no, it would have ended up showing her her face.
If she would have turned around.
She would have turned around. If she would have crossed the road or whatever. We had footage of her previously as well. She didn't like us being there previously. So it wasn't the first time we'd interacted with her. But it was, for that day, it was the first thing that happened. There wasn't any kind of heckling of her or anything to roust her up prior to that. No, it was just she turned and she attacked. And people don't understand that. They don't believe it either when we tell them that. They just don't believe it. They feel like there must have been something that we said to goad her beforehand. And sorry, that's just not the case. This woman was not acting professionally, and she shouldn't have done that, period. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. But once again, if you think that that somebody chewing out a crossing guard or a parking enforcer is ruining the Liberty Movement, then the Liberty Movement has way bigger problems. I was actually just recently posted something on freekeen.com last night, and I was sort of researching sort of the history of schisms, at least briefly, here in New Hampshire. There have been a number of them, and I found an article from 2009 about the topless incident that happened, which was a woman carrying a firearm while walking topless down Main Street. And there were people screaming then about how this has ruined the movement.
And then that happened about the same time that one of the locals to Keene was getting her breast painted in Central Square.
That was about a year later.
I would like to point out with the topless gun open carry thing that the lady who did it was basically forgiven and welcomed into the arms of the activists over in Manchester, while you were basically blamed for everything that happened. You didn't strap on a gun and did not walk around topless.
I did record the incident, however.
Yeah, I just think it's amazing how everything bad is Ian's fault.
Well, I publicize things, and so when you publicize what's going on, people are going to see some of what's going on, and they're going to say, well, I don't like that, and I don't like that it happened, and I certainly don't like that you're showing that it happened, because
right.
Now other people will know that it happened.
But what Mark is saying is it wasn't the person that did the thing.
I understand.
That wound up basically being shunned. It was the person that said that somebody did the thing.
I understand. I'm the communicator of that thing. Had that thing just happened with no video, it would have been nothing, right? If I weren't there, if Dave Ridley wasn't there to record that, it would have been nothing.
It still would have somehow been your fault.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, but it wouldn't have mattered. 855-450-3733. If the tree falls in a forest and no one's there to hear it, you know, what's it matter? 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Hour 2's coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.